now. John Faulks is the former Deputy Chief Justice of the Family Court of Australia. He contributed to the Law Reform Commission report. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Hamish.
I'm not sure how much of that interview you heard. Would you offer us
a
reaction?
I heard all of that, yeah. It's very hard not to be impressed with the enthusiasm and passion of Senator Hanson, but one of the great difficulties that everyone faces in this is how you distinguish between those who are not telling the truth and those who are telling the truth. And one of the matters that we considered in the Law Reform Commission was the structure and how you can get the sharing of information between state courts and federal courts, which is a really difficult and important matter. For example, if I'm just going back to Senator Hanson's comments, she says that there are a whole lot of people lying in court. Well, someone has to make a decision about whether they are lying or not. It's not enough for, with all due respect to Senator Hanson, for her to say they are. There's got to be a decision made, and that requires a process. And it's not simply a case of saying that because this happens, then people are committing suicide and doing other things. It is a fraught area, which is evidenced by all the inquiries that have been held into family law. It's because the issues between the parties are really complex. It's not a simplistic matter of slogans and other things that may enable people to say, well, I have to see my children, I have a right to see my children. There are many factors impinging upon what's in the best interests of children, and those are the things that require some teasing out and some detailed thought. The Law Reform Commission was, notwithstanding Senator Hanson's comments, quite a comprehensive inquiry. It dealt with children's matters, property matters, arbitration, the misuse of process, case management, referees, costs, protected confidences, less adversarial processes, enhanced support for children and families, supported decision making, and so on. It was a 60 recommendations, 534 pages, 800 people rang into the Law Reform Commission and left their stories. There were something like 600 to 800 written submissions in various ways. And it was a very detailed approach. But I think it's really important that people get the opportunity to have their say. And if this inquiry does that, then I think it's worthwhile.
Could we, John Faulks, deal with some of the substance, though, of what Pauline Hanson was alleging in that interview? Because it clearly offends many people, this suggestion that she is making repeatedly, and I note without evidence that she's made available to us, that women are turning up in the family courts and making up accusations of domestic violence in order to get custody of the children. Is there actually any evidence of this?
Of course there are cases in which the one party is not believed when he or she makes allegations. That happens on a regular basis. That the courts are there to make decisions between one person and another when there's a conflict of evidence. That's what courts do.
So it
does occur. I have no idea. I couldn't give you any answers as to how often a decision is made like that, because frequently it's part of a whole litany of other things that relate to the best interests of children, where they should physically live, what schools they should attend, what their relationship is with each of the parents, what the capacity is of each of the parents to care for the children.
But this assertion that it's going on all the time, that it's widespread, women making this stuff up, is there actually any data that supports that belief?
I'm not aware of any data, because it's simply, if what Senator Hanson is saying is true, then of course it never comes out, because no one is actually found to have told the lie.
So it could only be based on the anecdotes presented by people that have had encounters in the courts?
So far as I can determine, that's the only basis upon which that evidence could be put forward.
All right.
And I don't know that the inquiry is going to change that, because the people who are aggrieved undoubtedly will come forward and tell their story and say that they have been, that this has been a lie that's been perpetrated against them.
But
that doesn't determine it. It just simply means that they're going to make that statement.
It has been confirmed this morning by the Prime Minister and Pauline Hanson that she's the co-chair of this inquiry, though, and she's made it very clear that that is the focus for her. Does that concern you?
She's one of I think, I'm not quite sure of the composition of the committee, but she's one of 10. In any inquiry, there are going to be people who have different views, and of course they're entitled to express them. this is a factor that affects very many people in Australia on a regular basis, because it's not just divorce, it's breaking down of relationships and the children and the property and the financial issues that this brings about. So that it is important that the Australians do have a voice and are heard in these sorts of things. I'm not quite as confident that the inquiry is a process which will enable the resolution of some of these matters. It's been something that there was the inquiry in the Parliament in 2017, there was the Law Reform Commission, and now we have, before even the government has commented on the Law Reform Commission's 60 proposals for reform, we have a new inquiry in place.
So does this new inquiry effectively just wipe the slate clean of those 60 recommendations?
Well, I'd hope not. I've looked at the terms of reference for both the new inquiry and the terms that we had on the Law Reform Commission about it. There is a coincidence of a number of them. There are some things which the Law Reform Commission didn't examine by direction. One of them was child support, which I note is one of the matters that is on the inquiry's agenda. Another was specifically to deal with grandparents and their rights, although those rights are in fact dealt with under the existing legislation to some extent. So there are some things, and surrogacy was a matter which, although was originally planned to be dealt with by the Law Reform Commission, became such a large issue that it needed to be dealt with in a separate way altogether. I don't think that's on the agenda for the parliamentary inquiry. But other than that, most of the other matters are seriously have been considered over a couple of inquiries in the past. That doesn't mean it isn't appropriate to do it again. It just means that I would hope that there are going to be some steps taken to deal with it. For example, one of the interesting things is that of all the matters that are started, only about 5% finish up getting a judicial decision. That means that about 95% of all the people who are in dispute in the courts settle cases. What the Law Reform Commission was about, among other things, was to try to find better and cheaper and quicker ways to allow people to reach and choose their own decisions rather than waiting to get on in court. This would relieve some of the pressure on the courts.
On that, the Attorney General Christian Porter says the government will reintroduce legislation this year to merge the Federal Circuit Court and the Family Court.
Yes.
I know there's a lot of doubts being raised about the benefits of doing that, but can you do that at the same time as having an inquiry?
Well, you can. I think the merger of the courts at one level is a sensible thing, simply because it would mean you had one set of procedures, one place to go, lack of confusion between people as to which court they should be in. I accept that that's a valid objective. The problem, however, is that it isn't actually going to cure some of the structural problems and some of the complications with the legislation, which were pointed out in the Law Reform Commission's report. It's not going to make human beings behave differently. It's not in itself going to solve this problem. So whether it happens or not is not going to ultimately reflect this. It would seem sensible, if you're having an inquiry into a system which includes questions of structure, which the parliamentary inquiry does, not to change the structure while that's pending. But I mean, that's a matter for the Attorney General, I'm sure.
John Foulkes, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
John Foulkes is the former Deputy Chief Justice of the Family Court of Australia.